You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings. Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Jessica, one of the tensions that we have around here, and there are a lot of them over the last couple of days, but I keep seeing Billy in another room with Kristen, and he's talking to her, and both of them, when I come in, both Billy and Kristen, they look a bit crazed, okay? And there's a scene in Die Hard one time after I think Bruce Willis kills some Fabio guy with a chain, and he didn't die in that scene.
Spoiler alert.
Thank you. Yes, forgiveness on all parts.
I can't watch Baby Reindeer or whatever you're talking about.
The Fabio guy is enraged and he takes his gun and he just destroys like a cart, a tray. And Holly McClain knows that Bruce Willis is still alive because only her husband could make someone that mad. I looked into the face of Kristen and Billy this morning, and both of them were stir crazy in a way that only I could understand, really. Maybe Abby understands. But I'm looking at them and I'm like, Stu Gatz, his spirit is here today. He has made them crazy. And Jessica, what I want to do is I want to talk to Kristen about Billy's most honest feelings. Not protector, producer.
Everything's fine.
Not protective producer, but I want Billy's honest feelings through the translator of Kristen, because that's where he goes to put his complaints. And I saw Stu Gatz asked to do the draft and now is making it very hard for everyone in the company to just get him on his own draft show.
That's close to accurate. Are you asking me or Jess?
I'm asking Jess what I do with the Kristen portion of this, which is I need a translator for you because you're going to be gentle and protect Stu Gatz. It's how we've enabled this particular monster. But his idea was to cover this draft, and now no one is more difficult about doing it than he is, and he's made Billy and Kristen's job very hard. Why is he in Detroit?
Well, it's good that you should ask that, Dan. The draft is tomorrow, as you know, big day on the sports calendar. And, you know, months ago, Stu Gatz very helpfully said, hey, you know who's going to be in Detroit? I am, because my daughter's going to be playing lacrosse there the week before and the week after. So, you know, it might make sense for me to just stay there and cover the draft. So he told us this and, you know, we said, okay. So then we kind of put wheels in motion and tried to start formulating a plan. How do we make this happen? Stu Gatz really wants to do this because he mentioned it a number of times, how much he was really excited about the prospect of being in Detroit to cover the draft. So because I would say borderline insistent he was on doing this, we decided let's figure out a way to do this and have it make sense, but also not a way that would cost $200,000. So we came up with a plan that, you know, has... has me kind of manning the ship down here, and I'm going to have a number of people around me, Jess and Tony and Chris and Zaz. If you want to come, you can come tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the draft, a watch along here live at 8 o'clock on YouTube. We're going to be covering from 8 p.m. until the Dolphins pick, hopefully. They don't.
There's no change on that, correct? You will keep going if the Dolphins trade out of
No. We're not going 24 hours a day. Like, we're not going to continue overnight.
It's not the Tony Show, Dan.
Exactly right. No, that's
can the Tony Show be after where the Tony Show just hangs out after?
We could.
Sales is holding that up, from what I've heard. Anyways, now
I create something in corporate that destroys it.
Now what we're here to talk about. Whoa, Dan! Unnecessary.
Is Billy, are you? Is Billy allowed to have sources, Dan?
Well, okay, let's get back on track, everybody. So
he's
this
the
is
Duke.
What's gonna go
he's
on.
An international insider, and he's a man.
Well,
at least he said it.
All right, so Stugatz, we've worked out, will be in Detroit, we thought that he was gonna be in Detroit since this weekend because that's what was said. And he was here yesterday, so he was not in Detroit for the weekend through next weekend. And I found out that lots of times in the planning, it just Abby knows. And we didn't have a flight booked until yesterday for Stugatz. So problem with that, some would say a problem. I see it as an opportunity. The problem some people would find with that is if you want to be doing stuff on Wednesday and you fly up Wednesday morning and you don't land until noon, you've missed a lot of the morning stuff on Wednesday. I see it as an opportunity because we still have Thursday afternoon stuff.
That's the biggest day.
So we have right now, or whatever day today is. What day is today? Wednesday afternoon. Yeah. We still have Wednesday afternoon. Right now he has three interviews locked in with potential. We don't know they're going to be drafted for sure, but potential first round picks. We're kind of looking for other opportunities for him. And you know, Stugatz, he's a go-getter. He says, I'm going up to Detroit and I only have three things right now?
Impossible.
I want to do more. So we say, okay, well, it's hard because you're missing half the day on Wednesday.
Because today's his travel day. He's also missing this show, of course.
Yeah, correct.
But he's chosen this as a travel day because he couldn't leave last night, right?
Well, I don't know the specifics. So I don't handle the travel.
But he was supposed to be in Detroit all week. He was supposed to. None of us expected him at all this week. We thought this is what he was doing this week. He switched it up because he's got to be in control of the scam or feel like he's getting a scam. And he's just trying to get the company to pay for his trip.
Listen, last I heard is he will no longer be in Detroit this weekend because his daughter's team has a bye. So he doesn't need to be in the area this weekend. So
why is he in Detroit?
Well, he was there last weekend and then told us I'm going to be there the whole week. It makes sense for me to just stay there and cover the draft. So we said, let's make this happen. So the plan was on Wednesday, he'll be there and he'll be recording with, you know, prospects. And on Thursday, we'll do a watch along. You'll be credentialed. There'll be, you know, I'm assuming.
No, he lied himself into an extra trip that he didn't have to take because he got his own schedule wrong.
Amazing. Well,
like, he thought he was going to have to be there for his daughter, but it turns out they have a bye.
Yes.
So he wasn't going to actually go. But if he did have to go, he would have expensed it because it happened to overlap with the draft. But now it turns out he doesn't have to be there. So he stugats himself into an unnecessary trip to Michigan.
All of that I'd say is hearsay. I just say, you know, it's great. He's got a great opportunity today to interview three number one picks. Is he thrilled about going to Detroit to only interview three people at the moment? I'd say he wasn't super happy this morning when we spoke, but I don't know. Maybe things will change. Maybe once he'll get there, he'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and see what a great opportunity this is, and he'll wake up with a zest for NFL coverage tomorrow morning. But it seems that as of right now, that's not where we're at just yet. But there's an opportunity to get there.
Is Stugatz the first person to ever scam their way to a trip to Detroit?
Well, he doesn't even want to be there. Is the interesting part?
God,
which
almighty.
I don't understand.
He asked for all of this. When he says,
correct.
"I didn't ask for any of this," he asked for all of this.
This is only happening because he was insistent on this happening, and now we're here. And he didn't have a flight booked until yesterday. And he's saying, "Why am I doing this?" And the answer is because you asked for this, and we tried to make you happy.
Dan, you say he's lost a step. He sounds like he's still on his game, man.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Keeping things bottled up can feel like carrying a weight that gets heavier with time. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend, journaling, or seeking professional help, finding ways to let out your thoughts and feelings can bring relief and help you navigate challenges more effectively. Remember, it's okay to reach out for help when you need it. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DLB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DLB.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don Levitard.
Stugatz, if you give him the choice, Stugatz, you can have the very same thing one of two ways. You could get it honestly or you could steal it. He'll always choose stealing it.
Stugatz.
Well, it's the quicker path. I mean, it's just, you know.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
One of the things that is perpetually funny to me about the entirety of the Stugatz experience is that when you tell anybody who has known him for 20 years that story, they find it both appalling and totally not surprising in any way. And Billy's been dealing with that. That is more of a descent into madness than Willem Dafoe in The Lighthouse.
I question my career choices,
Billy,
weekly.
Billy, I feel for you.
I looked up going back to school.
Billy, I have thought before with you, Billy, that you sometimes take the most inefficient of routes sort of to prove that you can conquer the degree of difficulty.
I do?
The degree of difficulty.
I think of myself as a surgeon in route taking.
You so medical school?
You?
No, I'm squeamish around needles and blood in general.
Culinary school?
Law school, I mean, I don't know.
I see as a tradesman. Maybe going back to trade school, maybe being like a carpenter, yeah, something like that.
I mean, I have a shed.
You choosing God Bless Football as a career choice at the advent of Metal Arc Media is one of the most degree of difficulty dumb career decisions I've ever seen.
Part of it chose me, unwillingly.
You have made an excellent show out of that, and what I am saying is this version of Stugatz, sloppy, greedy, reckless, fat with fame. He's a star and behaves like it. He tells FAN, I'll put 5,000 asses on a corner if I say I'm going to show up. He's a star and knows it and behaves like it, and he'll grace your draft party if he feels like it from the city of his choosing. He's behaved like that for 3 years around here, and you've been in charge of that project.
Why is he in charge?
Me?
Can you catch me up, like, right quick? I know I'm on an island on my own here.
Why am I in charge of that?
Because Stugatz has been ripping off Billy Gill for 15 years from before Sports Bang, and he's learned how to get great...
Sports Bang.
Remember that day?
I filled in a couple
times.
Yeah,
you filled in a couple times.
That's right.
That was a good show.
That was all right.
Agreed.
I kind of miss it.
Agreed. Just all right, Zaslow?
It's all right.
I thought...
You were on it. When you were on it, was it more than all right?
Well, I mean, I don't have a lot to hold it up against.
Who was the weak link?
I was in for Stugatz a few times.
Was it Goldie?
Yeah, I don't think I was ever in with Goldie.
Yeah. Towards the end, attendance seemed optional for a lot of the cast, which was odd. Yeah.
If I may, I would love right now.
I got paid, though.
In the local hour. You got paid?
I did. I got paid, and on time.
Did you get paid, Billy?
Eventually, but it took a lot of public shaming, and it was in installments, and it was like a not large amount.
Did Amber Wilson get paid?
I think she did. Yeah,
I don't think she ever got paid. Well, maybe she did.
On time seems pretty surprising given the history of the ticket.
I know, that's why I was surprised. I know Billy was complaining about not getting paid. I did the show. I got paid right away.
Yeah.
Mike Ryan wants to do an oral history of 790 The Ticket that includes
so
the Steve White years when
I gave him cash
for everybody's Christmas bonuses.
I found that out years later. That's right. I didn't know that. I never got my money. And then I found out that it was actually from Dan, and it didn't go to me. It was supposed to go to me. I never got that money. One time, I took the check to the bank. There was no money in that account.
Yeah.
Check bounced on me. That's a disgrace.
I think we've all had a job like that, right? I mean, not hopefully the one that's your career, but like had a job like that where it's like, well, payday, time to race to the bank to make sure we're at the front end of the payment so we get paid.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You think that's uncommon? I think that happens.
Jessica was the only one nodding in the room with what it is you were saying.
I worked at Sports Illustrated, Billy, yes.
Everyone else in the room was looking at you like that wasn't something that they weren't worried
that
Disney's checks weren't going to cash.
No, not Disney. I mean, we all, you know,
well, but these
at a Montessori school or something.
Murph. I remember those days, man.
Well, let's talk for a second because Zaslo, we are proud of Zaslo in South Florida. This is a tough and dirty and awful business. It really is.
God.
It's foul. I can't explain to the people listening to this the business that Zaslo came in, up in, how terrible it is.
I was there right at the beginning, right before it went on
of radio?
Yes.
That's Cody, your dad, who's there at the beginning of AM radio. No, Zaslo was like the first employee of 790,
the
station that Stugatz built before he became a star, back when he cared about things like Sports Bang, making it great.
Stugatz interviewed and hired me. Stugatz gave me the job. He interviewed me.
To become a producer for Boog Shambi.
To become a guy who just does everything and gets paid nothing.
That's correct. That's the producer's job in radio. It's why I told Chris Cody, there is no future in this. There is no career in this. Go, run for your lives. Run somewhere else. Bad idea to get into this business. And it's worse than it's ever been. But I will say that I'm proud not only of what Zaslo has done as the business has fallen apart all around him. You can hear him with Amber Wilson, another crew from South Florida. Another crew from South Florida that's making national impact, like Joy Taylor. If you were listening, if you've been listening to this show since the advent of 790, because it was the young, new thing and you couldn't believe it existed, Zaslo for you is one of the many success stories that were birthed in this market, in this town, by that station under Stugatz to create national stars. And him and Amber Wilson are going to be on ESPN Radio the next couple of days covering the draft.
Yeah,
right?
today, tomorrow, and Friday, we're on 3 to 7 on ESPN doing draft stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And what was our old spot? In a 3 to 7 spot at ESPN, Zaslo and Amber Wilson, and we're proud of the stuff that they have done with their careers because it has been a fight, man. A fight. Zaslo will tell you how scary it is when the media falls apart on you and you're a family man, and now you're watching Panther and Heat games with your kids, and you're making them nuts.
Oh,
you're
my
making
God.
Them lunatics.
What an experience. This is what happens. You know, I go from watching these games growing up, and I'm a maniac in the Zaslo Mansion family room watching the games, but now I watch these high-stakes playoff games like last night. I watched them with my teenage boys, you know, and that is... Like, my 15-year-old thinks I'm a madman.
Damn, 15 right? already?
My oldest one is 15.
Is he like Roy? Damn. He's not scared?
Where does the time go?
No, he's not scared. He wants them to win, but he's not on the verge of projectile vomit like I am. You know, one bad bounce, I'm puking. And the games end, and they win in overtime. And God, this has happened 11 straight times, and it happened a lot last year. And just the celebration is me going over to him and hugging him. That's how we celebrate. We're both super excited. But it's like... We did it. We made it through. Because I watched the games in horror, but we did it. We got this one. 14 more.
Honestly, like, this is such a great legacy for Mike Ryan.
Yeah, it's amazing. We don't talk enough about how he created Zaslo and Heat Twitter and everyone else in this market.
Well, Stugatz says
and me, by the way,
created all of those people and Bomani and others. Stugatz says he's created all of those people. But I will tell, again, the audience, Billy's trying to do against Stugatz's just general defense.
Okay, it's the spread.
A big, giant show tomorrow opposite the draft at Stugatz.
Alongside the draft. I wouldn't say we're not
Panthers
competing.
It's a companion. Panthers also.
Well, here's the thing. Lots of sports going on tomorrow. We can kind of update you on everything that's going on. We have 3 to 4 TVs in this office.
Maybe more. Stugatz is going to miss the Knicks game, his favorite team.
It's going to be tough for him, probably.
I'm not honestly sure. Jessica, I still need your help here because I don't know what to do. I think there is a good segment, like a strong segment, to be done with Kristen because I think she'll be more honest about what Billy really feels.
She's polite.
She's waving it off.
I know. She has been reluctant. Yeah. And what I'm saying is, I obviously, I need consent. I need her to help.
She knows too much about where the skeletons are.
Wow.
I don't know if you want
I think
her.
There's good content there.
She can't take the stand, Dan. I won't allow it.
Wow.
Whoa.
And
oh,
just
boy.
And just being a Billy translator? And being
won't allow it, Dan. Sorry.
Translate. What am I saying that's unclear?
Well, I just...
I'm just telling you all the opportunities.
I think that you are... Tell me what I have wrong here, because I have felt for you from a distance on this front, okay? As somebody... Who I have never wanted to be a manager of people, but this is the position that we're in because we've got a company, and you who are saddled with someone who
Me?
Is difficult.
Anchored, yes. Some would say.
Who is difficult, and I have felt for you because I see and hear the care that God Bless Football has. Mm. It is professionally done. It deserves all of its accolades, and I know that's because you're working 14 hours
wow.
for the 90 minutes that Stugatz is farting out of the side.
How about that? Yeah.
And that you're making that the craft that it is, because you've made it a beautiful thing.
I'm an artisan, really.
Now he's asked you for a watch party that he wanted to do, and I'm not confident he'll get the technology up and running so that he can join you by Zoom.
Well, okay, here's the good news yep. on that front, is that we set up our technical people yesterday on Tuesday, and they've done tests already. So technically, I've been told it's sound. They were there. They already went to the location. DraftKings Sports and Social in Troy,
Come
Michigan.
On.
So you can go there. It's a sports book. You can watch it. I'm presuming you can gamble there.
All right,
whatever.
Well, we should tell people in the area, okay? Because Stugatz says he can bring 5,000 people wherever he goes.
Well, no, just on a, what was the word? Cobblestone? What was some word?
Some
and
I think,
and what he
Blarney
said was, he said he'd bring 5,000 more than yeah. that guy.
So let's put some pressure on our audience. People have been asking, where's he doing this? I do want to go. You now have the information where allegedly, at an appointed time, during a watch party of his creation that he may or may not show up to and have working audio.
Well, no.
We had to send people to join him yeah. at great expense.
Well, you know, here's
economical.
The thing. I always had the information, and I always knew it was going to be at DraftKings Sport and Social in Troy, Michigan. So if you're in the area or the nearby area, you go out, you'll hang out with Stugatz, Mikey A, you can watch the draft there.
Make a scene.
I always knew that it was there. However, when I say Troy, Michigan, he will say that's not Detroit, Michigan, where the draft is. And I will say, you know, it's like Pinecrest is to Miami. It's all Miami. You're all there. It's, you know, it's there. That's where we're going to do it. And this is a great spot. It's going to be a fun night had by all. But I needed to make sure that he got on that plane. So I needed to be vague
enough.
Is he
on the plane?
I was told this morning when I texted him and I said, hey, before you get on that plane, because I thought he was flying last night, before you get on that plane, if you want, I'm driving in. We can kind of talk this over. If I had any questions, we can go over this. He said, I'm on the plane. Now, if he stayed on the plane, I don't know. I'm hoping that door closed, because once the door closes, you're stuck on that plane.
So you're a generally neurotic creature, and this seems like someone who would make you mad in every day, mad, crazy, and also...
He's harder than my children.
And so this morning, when you're talking to him, what's he mad about?
You know, depending on the day, it's always something. But there are opportunities to fix those problems. That's how you have to look at it.
The company is trying to get him to a place that he designed so he can do
yeah.
his job. Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's he mad about?
Maybe this segment?
No.
Segment hadn't happened this morning. Why is he getting on a plane cranky?
Well, he just wanted more things on his schedule for the day.
Yeah.
So
he likes to be busy.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's going to get there tonight.
And there lies the problem.
Don Levitard.
I mean, they used to call me Chris Karaoke.
Stugatz.
Karaoke.
That back row is bringing it today.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
I've been, Zaslow, apologizing to the audience
what?
For just an assortment of things over the last 3 years because life has just gotten hard in a number of different places. So I'm going to apologize now again for when I say that Stugatz is a step slow, so too am I. And so I failed to seize correctly, the way I would have in my prime, on the pathetic rolling down of the window and shouting, cheaters never prosper. I did not do enough with that when it presented itself. When a rabid Chris Cody rolls down his window to show a cherubic, freckled face that's filled with joy from moments ago, but also now rabid rage because there's a cheater in the parking lot and parking in South Florida can make people crazy. Him shouting rageful, cheaters never prosper. I feel like that's one you drive home and think to yourself, I could have done better there.
Oh, the exact opposite. I celebrated it. I'm telling you, because it triggered the guy. We were laughing at what a ridiculous thing it was.
Was your daughter with you?
Yeah, who were you in the car
just
with?
Just my buddy. My friend.
And your buddy, like, he commended you
well,
on the...
we were both on team, let's not let this guy win. Sure, but... And then we were both cracking up at his, I ain't cheating!
But yours was more pathetic.
I'm telling you, but that was so, that's what was so cutting about it. It was such a ridiculous, not like, cheaters never prosper. I've never sounded whiter.
Can you diagram this? I'm confused as to how this played out, like in the
draw
parking
the
lot.
Whiteboard.
Yeah, draw
take
it
the
on the record. We're going to erase Detroit?
No,
draw it on the record.
Also, I would have just let Greg cut me off if I were you.
The imaging for tonight's or for tomorrow night's draft party needs to change from Detroit spelled the way that Detroit is spelled to how Tony is spelling it there that has Troy right in the middle of it because Stugatz being Detroit adjacent. You know one thing that he asked me to do before he left here? This was actually funny. I thought this was a good idea, but of course with him it's just ideas that he never finishes. He was thinking about figuring out a way to be McAfee adjacent, to go to his draft party to be like...
That was also very difficult to pull off, Dan, I would say that.
Well, all he had to do was make a phone call, which I'm sure he did not make because he's filled with ideas that he does not execute, or in this case, an idea that he wants Billy to execute for him and has made me genuinely feel what I saw on the face. Look, let me show you guys a picture right now before we go to this whiteboard. Let me show you a picture. You know the pitcher, the major league pitcher, Zaslow, Wade Miley,
yeah.
Pitch for the Diamondbacks, pitch for a bunch of teams.
Yeah.
I have never before seen in a photograph of an athlete like this one of Wade Miley, something that looks like total sadness. I am seeing on the face of Wade Miley total sadness. And what I saw on the face of Billy and Kristen was a sadness about not being able to execute for Stugatz, an idea that is Stugatz's.
Dan, I think that's AI.
It looks fake,
I
right?
I think it's an AI picture.
It looks like what you would do if you were trying to artificially to do with AI sadness.
If you look at the eyes, can we pull it up big screen real quick? If you look at the eyes, his right eye is almost like drawn perfectly. That's not a real picture.
It looks like an extremely sad Pedro Pascal.
Lewis, It is sadness, though. It is an artistic. If I take that baseball cap off and do just an artistic rendering of sadness, it would look like the face of Wade
Ernest Hemingway, young.
He looks like he's doing reverse people's eyebrow.
Billy, you were that kind of sad this morning, taking the barrage of anger from Stugatz because you hadn't booked him enough interviews. The only reason I keep bringing this up is because you are throwing a big party on Thursday. You're doing it, and I want people to support what you're doing because Stugatz has not made this easy.
We're gonna have something going on Thursday. It's gonna be fun, and what Jess and Tony just said probably will end up being right. Stugatz is gonna have FOMO, and he's gonna wish that he was here. Well, having asked to be,
except then
there.
He wouldn't have
there.
Actually showed up if he was in Florida.
I mean, here's one of the opportunities in this entire thing because I learned when we were at ESPN that in a corporate world, you just change the word problem for opportunity. So here's one of the opportunities with this situation is that Stugatz has long wanted to do things from like the Wrigley Sportsbook. So now we're going to be doing something from a DraftKings Sportsbook. So one of the opportunities here is to prove that we can do this from the Sportsbook. So this is good, and there's lots of people involved. So, you know, this is a big opportunity. So if everyone's not on their A game and this doesn't quite pan out, then maybe we won't get as many opportunities moving forward. So we need to make the most of these opportunities.
What I would say to the audience, and this was the last little bit I will sell this today because I do think there is an opportunity here. I believe our show, when watching stuff together, is a place that's contagious. And with this night, you're talking about the draft.
Let's not put a lot of pressure on this situation because there's a lot of moving parts. A lot of plates need to be spun that night because Lucy will be in Detroit. So you guys will be in Detroit-ish.
Lucy will be in Detroit, and we're going to be tossing it back and forth. Here, there, boom, boom. We're going to have people here. We had an offensive line expert, but he had a flight because he's going to a wedding this weekend. Unfortunately, Ian will not be joining us. But the point is, a lot will be going on. So if you put a lot of expectations and pressure on it, then if we fail, a lot of people will be watching us
fail.
Okay,
yes. And I want a lot of people to be watching you. And I want you to succeed. And what I'm telling you is that sports are going to provide, and please do not let your planning get in the way of how much people would enjoy you watching all of the games that night that aren't just the draft, because sports is pretty magical this week. And you guys doing a live party that isn't just, hey, who's the 11th pick? Let's watch Stugatz fake it as if he's been watching for 3 years.
No, we would not do such things just that. But it is a big night. A lot of people are going to be tuned into the draft. If sports get in the way, c'est la vie, but I'm not saying that we're going to say we're not going to pay attention to the draft at all. I mean, I'm going to have to see what time the Marlins play, because I'm not going to miss a Marlins game. That'd be crazy.
There's going to be a lot. You say a lot of spinning plates. What I'm telling you is that sports will provide. You're going to be live on the air planning, trying to plan the draft, and the failing is part of the funny. It's not to the producers. It never is to the producers.
I don't like that. That's bad vibes.
No, you just stumble around. That things go wrong. You plan them and they go wrong. And that's where some of the that's where the funniest stuff is.
I plan on soaring tomorrow, I'll have you know.
Okay. You tell me not to put the expectations.
Well, internally I want to have to soar, but I don't want to tell people I'm going to soar. People don't want me to soar, and I've accepted that. People want me to fail. But when I fail, I'm a phoenix and I rise from those ashes and I soar even higher than before. The problem is I don't want to pull an Icarus and get too close to the sun, because then I'm right back down to where I started. You know what I mean?
I know that you don't want expectations. You've made that clear.
Correct.
And I am placing them on tomorrow.
Expect
people to join Stugatz in Detroit, Michigan for the draft, to show DraftKings what big supporters they are, that Stugatz can indeed get 5,000 people.
By the way, I reached out to Amber Wilson about if she was ever paid for sports betting, and she responded, eventually, but after at least a year, and only because you guys started publicly shaming him on the local hour. Also, he cut my pay in half for no reason halfway through sports betting and said it would only be a couple months, but that lasted the rest of the show. When he cut my pay in half, he asked if I came from a rich family to soften his guilt.
I'll tell you what, it sounds like Amber Wilson has been waiting for a long time to be asked that question.
Are we sure that she meant for that to be public?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Did you say we were talking about it on
the
show?
Yes.
Did you come from a rich family? Oh my God.
Oh, you
didn't
guys
they name a bridge after someone in her family's as?
Yeah, there's like a statue in Sarasota of her family. Yeah, that's true.
The answer was yes, you did, but that doesn't make it right.
I got paid right away. I got to be honest.
Well, he wanted you to come back. You weren't kind of hooked in, you know, long term. I think, and I could be wrong, there was also like a thought of you're being paid with opportunity.
You're lucky to be here.
I didn't say that. I think maybe there is a thought process.
I got to stop you guys. This is funny watching the room here from behind the whiteboard that I'm hoping that Chris Cody gets to. But what I'm seeing on faces that's funny in the room is that Tony, who loves a good scam, a hustler, sort of admires the things that Stugatz is. But as I look over, Roy, Chris, and Billy are familiar with this creature. But the sheer disgust, obvious on the face.
I mean, I'm still dealing with it.
Hold on a second. The sheer disgust on the face of Jeremy as he heard this story, and the disgust that Jessica poorly tried to hide behind a pleasant smile because she too had a little throw up in her mouth. You guys have no idea. He is a star and he behaves like one.
Hold on. Stugatz was the one that that was about Stugatz, just to clarify, because I somehow got lost in that thread. I thought you were talking about someone that I maybe didn't know.
No, you don't. She was also in law school while doing it.
I am deeply regretful that that was aired.
Paid an opportunity is just... from a rich family?
That still happens. The paid.
It happens constantly.
It's happening for Zaz right now. I just learned that he wasn't paying.
It's why I cut his daughter's lacrosse highlight reels to try to get her into college, because opportunity.
You interned for Stugatz?
Yeah.
No, he did not. He was interning in Washington, and the story, not my story to tell, but my understanding is, because I know how honest Jeremy will be here. The way that this worked out is that Stugatz reached out to Lorenzo and asked Lorenzo to do it for him, and Lorenzo then gave it off to intern Jeremy, who was interning up at
I was already done interning at Around the Horn. I was already back in school and was asked to cut lacrosse highlight reels for Max Preps for Rachel and was told I would be paid. But then that quickly turned into, well, buddy, you know, there's a bunch of other girls on the team and they're really good, so you can cut their reels and those dads will for sure, you know, they're going to pay you, buddy. And so I got paid by all of them. It wasn't until Abby found out that I hadn't been paid that eventually I got a Venmo from her that was for those highlight
so
reels.
Your payment was the introduction to the other money.
Yeah, the introduction to the other money was the way that I got involved. And of course, you know, buddy, I'll help you get on the show for sure. You know, you want to come up in this business, I'll help you get to the Levitard show for sure. And, well, that was Chris.
Wasn't your payment, or weren't you paid enough actually in just getting the satisfaction of knowing that you played a small part in getting Rachel into Northwestern and winning a national championship?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still waiting on my ring, but, you know, it's fine. I helped someone accomplish their goals, and that's what matters.
Wasn't the payment the relationships you made with the other parents who you made video for?
Who are they? Nothing happened.
Now you're asking the right questions, Zaz.
If I may suggest, Zazlo, at the risk of helping you produce the draft show that will be on ESPN Radio, I suggest that Amber Wilson address this because I can't believe we just read that on air. I too am disgusted.
She's watching and she's totally cool that we read that.
I'm embarrassed for him. I'm embarrassed that Stugatz would do that.
Of all the bad things that Stugatz has done, this one's like...
It was a little too close to the bone. It went too dark. It was like, it's funny.
This one's not a bit.
Point is, we're doing a show tomorrow. There's lots of opportunities. Yeah.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.